Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
So if you follow this channel, you know that we've been reviewing workplace sensitivity training courses, the kind that a lot of HR departments force their employees to watch. Mine doesn't, but I've taken on this project anyway by choice because of my deep-seated masochism and self-hatred. The company that makes these videos is called M-Train. They work with a lot of major companies to help educate people on how to avoid harassing, assaulting, or being racist towards their coworkers. A lot of times we'll watch a bunch of videos, but this time I want to focus on just one, because this, I believe, is the worst one yet, the absolute worst. It's the worst because of the real-world consequences of, if not this specific video, the sort of thing the video represents. So you'll see what I mean. We'll get into this now. This is titled Examples of Severe and Pervasive Workplace Harassment. So let's check this out.
So will I see you at that 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll be there. Oh, you got a... Got it.
I haven't had sex in a month.
Well...
What school did you go to?
Arizona State.
I didn't know they had hot girls at ASU.
You see Lisa's dress today?
Hell yeah, man.
What's that thing, spray painted on?
I wouldn't spray paint at all.
They promoted her?
Mm-hmm.
I know 5 guys more qualified than that.
Only 5.
Okay, so that's what they mean. So let's go through these. I took notes. I wrote this down. Not really, but this is severe and pervasive harassment. Severe and pervasive. And the examples are, we start with somebody picks some lint off of her shirt. Okay, now that one, a little inappropriate, you know. He didn't appear to touch her breast, but too close for comfort for her, perhaps. A little bit iffy. Harassment, though? I don't think so. Severe? Come on. And the other thing is a common thread we see in all these incidents. The person who's the victim doesn't speak up for themselves. Like, if you're uncomfortable with somebody touching you, then say something. Speak up for yourself. Then she briefly hears a guy say the word sex to another guy as they're coming off an elevator. Harassment? No, it's not even directed to her. Severe? What is this, Victorian England? See, this shows how our culture has at once become hedonistic and way too open about sex at the same time. So you think about songs like WAP, for example, okay? We have songs like that, but then at the same time, we're like downright puritanical. So you touch a woman's sweater or say a word around her, and you're essentially guilty of sexual assault. But then WAP is a popular song. It's the strangest dynamic. You can make a song graphically describing various intimate areas of the body at various states of arousal, and that's fine. You can put that one on at Applebee's while the family's eating dinner at 5 p.m. No problem. But a woman literally hears a guy say sex, and she's been assaulted. Next, a guy calls her hot. Okay, again, shouldn't be saying that at work. Not professional. Harassment? It's a compliment. Severe? Severe what? Severe complimenting? She's a victim of severe complimenting. And then a few days later, she overhears 2 guys in a stairwell talking about somebody else's outfit, saying that some other woman is wearing a tight dress. Once again, inappropriate for the workplace, or harassment of her? It wasn't directed at her, nor was it about her. Either way, she was literally on a different floor of the building, hearing it said about somebody else, and she's being harassed? I mean, get over yourself, darling. Not everyone's focused on you. And next, again, she overhears. I mean, this girl cannot stop eavesdropping. She's just constantly listening, looking at what's on people's screens. She overhears two guys talking about presumably some other woman who they think shouldn't have been promoted. So what? Nothing sexual about that. Nothing gender specific. It's not about her, not directed to her. Then after that, you have two dudes looking over towards her when she bends down. Then another guy is looking in her direction. You know, again, iffy. I mean, that could go either way. And I guess we're supposed to assume he was looking at her breasts. And then she sees the wallpaper on somebody's laptop. And there are pictures of scantily clad women who are mostly covered up. I mean, it looks like they're wearing bathing suits. And then somebody taps her on the hip so they can get past her. So that's it. That's all we got. There are maybe, two or three actually inappropriate behaviors documented in the video. None of them are severe or close to severe. If a guy saying sex is severe harassment, then what word do we use to describe actual harassment? Because if non-harassment is severe, then what do we say about real harassment when it actually happens? I guess non-harassment is severe harassment, so real harassment is now, like, what, fatal? It's fatal harassment? The consequence, again, is that women, you know, they take this stuff to heart because they're brainwashed by garbage like this, and next thing you know, lives are ruined. That's the consequence. That woman in the video is going to go file a lawsuit, get a whole bunch of people fired. But on the bright side, at least, we're protecting, you know, the ladies from hearing the word sex at work, which will give them great comfort as they drive home in the evening listening to Cardi B sing about her genitals.